President John Mahama has charged metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives to join him and lead the fight against corruption from the grassroots. He said the fight against the canker will not be easy, but will give them his full support. President Mahama stated this when he opened a three-day orientation program from MMDCEs at the Institute of Local Government Studies in Accra. He said he will soon announce new measures to tighten the loopholes in the law, ensure more transparency, and make corruption difficult to undertake. Another report by Seth Ayia.
About 90% of the MMDCEs are attending the three-day program with the focus of re-energizing the assemblies towards their words. President Mahama said the fight against corruption requires a collective effort. He asked them to exhibit a high sense of responsibility in carrying out their duties.
Our people expect us to demonstrate that we are able to deal with the canker of corruption decisively, both in terms of putting in place the systems that make it difficult for corruption to thrive, and also deal decisively with cases of corruption wherever they may arise. They also expect us to be transparent and accountable in everything we do. I send you to your post with my full backing to do everything you can to stamp out corruption. We have passed new pieces of legislation to enhance the fight against corruption, and yet many loopholes still exist that are taken advantage of to perpetrate the canker. In the next few weeks, we'll announce new measures to tighten the system, to ensure more transparency and make corruption more difficult to undertake. Recently, a few of my comrades have questioned my ability to fight corruption. I dare say they don't know me well.
President Mahama charged the MMDCEs to promote local economic development and education and partner each other to devise innovative strategies to religiously enforce compulsory school attendance. They should also collaborate with the Ghana Health Service for the construction of the 1,600 CHIPS compounds as outlined in the 2012 manifesto of the NDC. He cautioned that any MMDCE who will fail to comply with the directive to carry out the street naming and house numbering will have their jobs on the line.
I gave a deadline for all MMDCEs to name their streets and number their houses. I take this deadline very seriously, and your continuous stay in office will depend on how diligently you apply yourselves to the street naming exercise and the house numbering exercise. With regards to housing, I expect our chief executives to implement the policy in using portions of the District Assembly's Common Fund to provide affordable rental housing units for the lower and middle income groups in your districts. As such, I also expect the Minister for Local Government and Rural Development will make this housing requirement one of the assessment criteria for the District Development Facility DDF FOAT assessment criteria, which I understand is being reviewed from a compliance-based criteria to an outcome-based criteria.
The President tasked the MMDCs to improve revenue generation and stop becoming what he called common fund dependents.
It is important that you assume full responsibility of the development of your districts. You are expected to open up new avenues for revenue generation and collection in your districts and use the resources obtained to improve the quality and supply of public service. And in this regard, I urge you not to become district assembly common fund dependent, as most of your districts have become. Because government gives you a grant through the district assembly's common fund, you have abandoned all other means of revenue generation in your districts. Even just simply collecting your property tax can raise almost as much money as your district assembly's common funds. And so you must take local revenue generation very seriously.
The MMDCs will be taken through a number of issues, including leadership, presidential priority programs, social democratic philosophy of the NDC and the 2012 manifesto, as well as the public-private partnership at the local level.
Seth Ayia's report.
Well, talking about the MMDCEs, they are in Accra going through extensive refresher and education on all aspects of governance, economic management, and the direction of government. A member of the Bonafide District Assembly, Alhaji Mohammed Doku, told Radio Ghana that after the course, grassroots governance would be given a boost. He said NALAG, one of the pillars of local administration, must be further decentralized to offer the opportunity for assembly members to give off their best.
NALAG is the National Association of Local Authorities in Ghana, with membership comprised of district executives, presiding members, and assembly members. And in every 2 years, we are supposed to meet at the Congress to elect our leaders. And my ambition is to become the 2013 to 2015 president of the National Association of Local Authorities in Ghana. When I'm elected the leader, what I want to do is to reposition NALAG, to revitalize it, and restructure it to prosecute the decentralization agenda of the government and the people of Ghana.
What position do you hold now in NALAG?
I hold a position of an ordinary member of NALAG.
If you are telling me you want to ensure further decentralization of local governance, how are you going to do it?
For some time now, NALAG as an association has virtually become dormant. And within the context of decentralization now, NALAG is supposed to be the pivot around which all decentralization activities evolves. NALAG is supposed to advocate for deeper decentralization and deeper democracy at the grassroots. Before we can do that, the capacities of its membership should be built enough to withstand the pressures of decentralization operations at the grassroots. All municipal, metropolitan, and district assemblies pay dues to NALAG. But all that we hear of NALAG is the approach of another Congress for the next 2 years. For the last 2-3 years, you don't hear of NALAG at all. The time that we are hearing of NALAG is our next Congress that comes on next week.
I spoke with the president, and he tells me that Common Fund was not released on time, and that even after that, they were able to put up a headquarters at Okponglo. They were able to advocate the payment of allowances and salaries of assembly members to be drawn from the consolidated fund, and they were also able to amend the constitution. Are these not pedigrees of an achievement?
The Okponglo structure that he's talking about started a decade or so ago by our predecessors. Secondly, this common fund, the allowances that he's talking about, also started way back from 2009. What has he added to it? To surprise you, that the only structure in NALAG now is at the headquarters. So how does that assembly member from my holy village in Kasato participate in the activities of NALAG? It will surprise you to know that when I prepared brochures and car stickers and I pasted some of them on my car in Kumasi, even assembly members, union committee members were asking, what is NALAG? It leaves you with a question of even the awareness that there is an association called NALAG. And that is what my administration sought to erase. I want my administration to position NALAG to be the center of all decentralized activities at all levels, to the regions and to the districts, within my 2 years of the NALAG leadership. And I will ensure that all practitioners from the unit committee, the assembly member, the presiding member, and all other operatives of NALAG are built or positioned well to prosecute the Better Ghana agenda through the decentralized system of governance in this country.
Alhaji Mohammed Doku is a member of the Bunafo District Assembly.